Well, thanks for taking the time. I just, like I messaged you, I just have the one question, and it's because I am actually visiting your hometown where you're from. You know, right now you're in London. Is there anything that you would want me to bring back for you?
Yes, definitely. So first thing, I would ask you to bring back some pecorino romano.
What is that?
It's pecorino romano, which is hard cheese, and it's made in Rome because the name says romano. Mm-hmm. It's from Rome, and it's a cheese made from sheep's, and it's very savory, and it's typical of Rome. So, and you cannot really find it here.
Pecorino Romano is a food item with protected designation of origin, PDO. The European Union assigns food items protected designation of origin when it determines the product's quality or characteristics are essentially or exclusively due to a particular geographical environment, with all of that environment's inherent natural and human factors, and that the preparation, processing, and production all take place according to regulations within that geographical environment. What this means is that Pecorino Romano is only Pecorino Romano when it's been made from start to finish, traditionally and entirely, within the regions of Sardinia, Grosseto, and Lazio. Rome is at the center of Lazio.
I see. So, it's super, super good.
This is To Bring Back. I'm Charisse Poon. In each episode, I make an attempt to find the things someone wants from their hometown in order to better understand place, movement, and the sense of belonging. One of my favorite movies is The Great Beauty, a 2013 film directed by Paolo Sorrentino. Tony Servillo plays Jep Gambardella, an author and very well-connected cultural critic who is bored with life and finds everything around him uninteresting. He no longer sees Rome the way he once did, with wonder and amazement. Throughout the movie, Jep rediscovers the beauty of his home. This is one of those movies like Parisia Tame, Taxi Driver, Chungking Express, where the central figure is a place and not a person. So I'm excited to visit Rome, not because of studying history or being religious or wanting to put another pin in the map of places I've been, but because I fell a little bit in love with Rome when watching The Great Beauty. Every shot is perfectly composed, and the city appears exquisite. The movie opens with a montage of shots from around Rome. One of them is of the Monument to Garibaldi, in which you can clearly read the inscription on the base of the statue, Roma o morte, Rome or death. Sorrentino makes it clear from the start that this is a love letter to Rome. Then, the first extended scene. A Japanese tour group gathered around a fountain listens attentively to a tour guide, while an operatic ensemble practices nearby. Giovanni Fontana, Nio Tese, Che Sare Mashta. One man wanders from the group. Facing away from the fountain, he takes a couple of photos and then faints, collapsing to the tiles. I assume that the fountain in this scene is the Fontana di Trevi in the center of Rome. My first evening in Rome, I walk through the city, intentionally weaving my way around the most well-known sights, getting my bearings. It's 10 p.m. when I enter the piazza in which the Fontana di Trevi is located. There is the most unbelievably large crowd gathered there. 300 people or more. The fountain is cordoned off, but everyone is standing as close to the ropes as possible, 4 to 5 rows deep, taking photos of it and each other. Everyone's staring at this structure, lit up by over 100 LED lights. My first thought is that the fountain is not that special, and that it doesn't deserve this exorbitant amount of attention. In my head, I start being dismissive of all the tourists around me, even while I'm a tourist gathered here myself, thinking that they've come to the Fontana di Trevi not because they find it intrinsically more beautiful than other fountains, but because they've heard it's a must-see. It's in the guidebooks. It's famous. It's one of those sites like the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty or Big Ben. People feel that if they visit Paris, New York, and London and do not see those things, then they haven't done their travels properly. But then, I wonder if my aloofness is pretension. Does the popularity of something make me like it less? Am I unable to see something as being genuinely beautiful because I want to pride myself on having better taste than the masses? The tricky thing here is trying to form an opinion without considering what other people think. I try to imagine myself alone at the Fontana di Trevi. But it's impossible. The people gathered here are more of a spectacle to me than the fountain, which is also not the fountain in The Great Beauty, the one I was looking for. I walk away and pass a deli with only a few customers. I decide to go in to have a look for Pecorino Romano. Eugenia had said I could find it anywhere in Rome. Is there anywhere that I should go in particular to get it, or I can just get it in anywhere you buy cheese?
Anywhere you buy cheese, because it's very popular in Rome. So, like, in any supermarket or, like, you know, grocery stores.
Looking at the cheeses inside the long glass case, I don't see any Pecorino Romano. But before I ask anyone for assistance, I get distracted by a small dining room at the back of the store. The room is full of several parties of diners having plates of cured meat and cheese with glasses of wine. Everyone is in a great mood, laughing and enjoying each other's company. This is what I want to be a part of. So rather than asking for a wedge of Pecorino Romano and leaving, I decide I'd like to stay here longer. I ask the lady behind the counter if I could have a plate of food with a variety of things, the deli version of chef's choice. She says, for how many? And I say, one, just me. She's a bit surprised, but she says she can put something together for me and to take a seat. Tucking into my plate of antipasti, cured meats, cheese, and bread, accompanied with a glass of wine, I'm enjoying myself much more than I have so far. I feel like maybe I'm doing what the locals do, or as close an approximation as I can manage. But while I'm having a better time at this deli than I was in front of the Fontana di Trevi, I wonder if my values are misplaced. Why is it better to seek out the places locals go to and do the things locals do? I've come into this deli because a local, Eugenia, would like some Pecorino Romano, and her request gave me a way to explore Rome differently from what Lonely Planet or TripAdvisor might suggest. But why is that a better way to travel? This is what I come up with. The local lives here, or once lived here for a long time, and therefore knows this place more intimately than myself. To some degree, because of the amount of time they've spent here, there must be things they love about this place. So they're the best person to help me, the visitor, to fall in love with their city. It's the next evening, and having done some research, I'm walking to the correct fountain that is in the opening scene of The Great Beauty, the Fontana dell'Acqua Paola. It's on top of a hill in a quiet residential area. When I get there, it turns out to be under construction and is entirely boarded up. There is no evidence of the fountain at all. I'm disappointed. Then, like the Japanese tourist who wandered away from the group, I turn away from the fountain and walk to the parapet around the edge of the hill. And then I realize this about that opening scene. The tourist was taking photos of Rome at a distance. From this vantage point, there is a clear, unobstructed view of the city at sunset. Arguably, this is the site worth coming here to see. I'm falling in love with Rome, but I'm doing so by retracing the steps of a tourist depicted in a movie, not the steps of a local, like the fictional Jep Gambardella. What if attempting to see a city the way the local sees it doesn't work because it's an unsuitable role for a visitor to take on? Take, for example, the Pecorino Romano I'm looking to buy. Eugenia had told me this about the cheese.
Is it your favorite?
It's not my favorite, but it goes super well with pasta. It's one of the best for pasta, so it's very good.
Pecorino Romano is an extreme cheese. Extremely fatty, salty, hard, crumbly, and intense. It's not meant to be eaten on its own. It's really meant to be grated over dishes as an accompaniment to hot, cooked food. But I don't live here, and I don't have a kitchen to cook pasta or pizza in. So I understand that I am making an odd request when I walk into Beppe e Sua Formaggi, a shop called Beppe and His Cheeses, and ask for a wedge of Pecorino Romano and a recommendation for a cured meat to eat it with. The man behind the counter clearly also thinks it's a bit of a strange request, but he's very polite. He also thinks the amount of Pecorino Romano I want is abnormally small, even after I explain that it's just for me. Buying this cheese as a visitor just doesn't make sense.
That's too big. It's just me. Is there something smaller? Okay, yeah, I can do that.
I leave the store wishing I was now heading to Eugenia's home to share a big meal with her. Instead, I go back to my accommodations and have a dinner of cheese, salami, and bread. The Pecorino Romano is good, but is too intense to eat much of. So I wind up taking the wedge with me on my travels over the next week, until I regretfully need to dispose of the remaining chunk due to a lack of refrigeration. It is only after returning to London that I realize I've misunderstood The Great Beauty. The beauty I see in the movie that Sorrentino depicts so well comes from the vantage point of the visitor, new to Rome, who sees everything as beautiful. Jeb Gambardella, the longtime local, has lost the ability to see Rome in that way, and that's a loss he feels keenly. He goes about his life with indifference, occasionally catching glimpses of beauty in the city. So maybe while I was in Rome, rather than trying to be a local, I simply needed to allow myself to naturally wonder at the city and to see all of it as new and beautiful. See the Fontana di Trevi as a marvelous work of art. Let the view of Rome's skyline at sunset stun me into fainting. This episode was written and produced by me, Charisse Poon. Music and audio from Blue Dot Sessions, Broke for Free, The Great Beauty, and the Torino Vocal Ensemble. Thank you to Eugenia for speaking to me, and thank you to Juliet Sprake for collaborative research work. In the next episode, I look for a photo of her high school for Chiara in Scalea, Italy, and Lemons for Jules in Santa Maria del Cedro.